These ovens are over 120 years old. The bakery's, you know, it's a fifth generation bakery.
Craig Murray's bakery is getting ready for another day's trading.
A major concern at the moment is the lack of footfall in the high streets. It's something that we've noticed has been dropping off year on year and year lately.
But now the Scottish Affairs Select Committee wants to create an enterprise agency responsible for reviving these kind of high streets. The agency would cover southern Scotland and include both Cumbria and Northumberland. Ross Irvine, who runs a delicatessen and coffee shop in Galla, as it's known locally, welcomes the idea.
Anything that's going to help in our area to bring more investment in, more knowledge and skills in, would definitely help.
There is, though, the small matter of the Scottish independence referendum happening at the moment, and this proposed idea from Westminster, according to the local SNP MSP, Christine Graham, is just, in her opinion, blatant electioneering.
This is just a political posing done by the No campaign. We've got Scottish Enterprise, which deals with the macro issues across the south of Scotland and the borders. And we have the Business Gateway, which deals with smaller business enterprises, which was introduced in 2007.
This new agency, if it happens, would be modelled on a similar agency that was created for the Highlands of Scotland. That agency last year invested £30 million into the local economy. And Ross Irvine believes that kind of investment would enhance the important trade links that already exist between southern Scotland and the north of England.
We're the closest, if you like, to our neighbours. Working with them cooperatively, of course, is what we've got to do.
There is support then for this idea in southern Scotland, but how deep do existing trade links across the border already run? Well, I'm on my way to Berwick on the English side of the border to find out.
If you look around our shop, you see chocolates that are made across the border in Coldingham. We don't think of the chocolates as coming from Scotland, we just think of those as our suppliers.
Gavin Jones and his wife run a specialist tea and hamper shop in this coastal border town.
It'd be fantastic. This part of the world is quite often left out. You know, we're a long way from Edinburgh, a long way from Newcastle.
Like many of these proposals, though, they offer much on paper. Businesses on both sides of the border are hoping that if this agency does come to pass, then it will also deliver in practice.